This is a carnewscafe.com podcast quick sip.
Hello, it's Monday, May 20th. This is a quick follow-up to our last podcast on the 17th, in which several classic cars were going up for auction at Silverstone in the UK. We have results from those auctions and wanted to appraise you of those. The top draw at that auction was the 1933 Lancia Astura. This second series drophead coupe by Pininfarina is a beautiful, beautiful car and a great example of estate cars of the time. It was expected to fetch up to £110,000 and remained unsold. It did not make its reserve. Also at that auction was a 1927 Studebaker Commander Big Six. This is a classic, classic gangster-era car from Americana, and it was expected to sell for between £12,000 and £15,000 and also did not sell that day. But other interesting sales, it was a great auction. There was a lot of beautiful vehicles there. The other car that we had followed was the 1935 Austin 7 Ruby. This was a beautiful little car. They're great, and at the time that they were made, they were one of the most popular cars on the road. It was expected to bring a modest amount of money. It had no reserve, so it would sell for whatever came up. And it sold for a pretty princely sum for the car. It sold for £8,970. That's not a bad price at all for that great-looking two-door. Also of note, one of my favorite little cars is the 1961 BMW Isetta. The Isetta 300 is a little bitty three-wheeled car. It was made famous in America by Clark Gable and others who drove it in some of their European-based movies. This little car is a 1961 Austin Powers era kind of a car. They're fun little 300cc little goers. This one was expected to bring £12,000 to £16,000 and sold for £21,850. This is one of the most collectible cars in Europe, so it's not surprising that it beat its expectations. Another beautiful car to end this on is the 1947 Lancaster LD10. This car is just a beautiful example of what the Brits were doing at the time. It's a lovely two-tone, has a great cascading grille. It's a very, very iconic car of that period. It kind of personifies every car being made in the mid and late 1940s. And it sold for a little bit of money. It was £2,185. That is not a lot, but this is a car that had, and a car maker that had World War II not happened, would probably still be selling cars today. So that's our quick wrap-up of the Silverstone auctions. There were a ton of cars that were up and were available for sale at that auction. It's one of the world's largest classic collector and memorabilia cars auctions. That wraps it up for today. I appreciate you listening to the CarNewsCafe.com quick sip.